And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Rev.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
Ray Foley on Today
FM.
Hey,
Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hiya.
And Poopy Poops. Well, in fairness, we talk poop most days. Most days, someone will text us and say, guys, you're talking an awful lot of shit. This is the Irish Independent. This lady, Katie Harrington. Call me the dog poo vigilante, she says. But someone has to clean up this crap. How I became radicalized by canine turds. Finally, someone speaking my language. Finally, someone talking crap to the extent that I do. And here's the thing. I was scandalized. I was besmirched. My good reputation in tatters. It was a Tell Me I'm Wrong last year. We were doing Tell Me I'm Wrong about picking up dog poo. And I said, if I see someone not picking up after their dog, I will say to them, because I've always got dog poo bags. I've always got bags either in the car or in my pocket because I have a dog and I need to walk and I need to have the bags. If I see someone not picking up after the dog, I'll go, I've got spares if you need them. In a sort of a, I'm being friendly, but actually I'm not friendly at all because you need to pick up after your dog sort of way. And the amount of abuse I got on here as a result of saying that.
Were people calling you a busybody?
You were here. You were one of them. You were laughing at me, saying I was a fool and that to keep my nose out of other people's dog poo business, keep my nose out of other people's dog business. Whereas I think it's a perfectly rational thing because it's a nice way of calling people out for doing it. The other one as well, that people that hang dog poo bags, they pick up the dog poo and then hang the bags on a tree.
What's that about?
I have no idea.
Is that to scare away other dogs? It doesn't work like that, no. Sometimes you hang a dead crow from a tree to scare away crows. I don't think the same applies for dog poo, guys.
This lady, she says, I once counted, this is in the writing in the Irish Independent, I once counted 9 piles of dog poo in a 400-yard stretch in Blackpool in Cork. Top that. The thing is, it's a very delicate balance between being vigilant and wanting to fix the issue and second, coming across like a crazy person counting piles of dog poo in the park as you're out for your walk.
Some people are completely blind to dog poo. If I'm walking down the street with somebody, I'm always the one who says, hey, mind that. Watch out for that dog poo there. Don't step in that. Like, I'm always scanning ahead at least 50 yards.
This is why I don't leave the house. Because I'm when I leave, and bear in mind, I've got a wife and 2 children with me, and the dog, usually. I'm not really worried about the dog. Everyone knows the dogs never step in dog poo. Never. What's that about? Now we're getting into it, guys. As I'm walking with my wife and 2 kids, I'll regularly grab the crook of their arm. Like, be careful. Step to your left. Look out, dog poo. Or I'd use more unparliamentary language. Oi, watch out for this. Do you know what I mean? You need to be vigilant. You need to be aware. You need to keep your eyes peeled as you're proceeding through your walk.
I have this thing where it's almost like, if you imagine the Terminator from the movies and the Terminator inside his brain, his computerized brain.
You've got a HUD.
I've got a display behind my eyes where I'm scanning ahead for obstacles and hazards. I can spot a dog poo from a good 50 yards away.
Is it red for some
reason?
It's
in red and it beeps.
Does text come up on the inside saying poop?
Give me your clothes now.
There's nothing amusing about Ireland's issue with how we dispose of our dogs, our pets poo. It's everywhere and no one's basically picking up. Basically, she says a quarter of households have dogs, but most of them not picking up after. Here's the thing. I think most people are, but it's only a few that are intentionally just being ignorant and just not bothering. There's a couple of things, right? If you've got a dog and you're leaving the house, you're leaving with the dog, right? So you have to leave with a lead, right?
Check.
And don't leave without a bag or a couple of bags.
Check.
You just need to have, like, you just need to have them. Don't be doing this thing of like, oh, I didn't have a bag with me. It's like, but you have a dog. Get rid of the dog if you don't have any bags.
That's my and similarly, we need to be more busybody-ish. We need to be more sticking our noses in other people's dog business and going, hi, yeah, sorry. I tell you what, let's all of us buy dog poo bags, even those of us that don't have dogs, right? And what we'll do is when we see someone not picking up, we'll go, hiya, I have a spare if you need it. Now, it's going to look weird when you don't have a dog with you. We're jumping around, avoiding piles of dog poo. 0874 100 102, 1 second. Mary says, Ray, I'm legally blind and I have to use a cane. Well, the people that in wheelchairs and people that are blind were featured in this article as well. Actually, let's talk to the dog poo vigilante herself. Joining us on the line from Cork this afternoon, Katie Harrington. Madam.
Hello, Katie.
Good afternoon.
Dog poo correspondent. Our dog reporting for duty.
Let's go live to the scene of the dirty crime. Katie is there. She's our dog poo vigilante. And that's your theme music there. Katie, I have to ask actually, Katie, do you have your underpants on outside your long trousers?
No, not currently.
Not. And do you have a belt much akin to Batman? A utility belt?
But I have a utility lead.
Oh,
how's that?
That's very
good.
And you have the plastic bags in it?
I've got the little dog poo bag dispenser. They're scented bags, Ray. Mint scented. I've got my anti-bac in my pocket. I've got gloves with me. Yeah, everything that a dog poo vigilante should have, really, and an attitude to boot.
Well, I was going to say, because you're obviously, you're giving out about it. I've been giving out about it for a long time, but anytime I do bring it up, I seem like a whinge and a moan and people tell me to get along.
Sure.
Have you had any backlash in that kind of along those lines to this article?
Well, look, yeah, I suppose, look, I am moaning a little bit, but more than that, I mean, genuinely, I know we're joking about it, but like, it is actually really disgusting.
Yeah,
and as you say, your user or your listeners have picked up already that like wheelchair users, the visually impaired, people like parents with buggies, really like get annoyed by this. As do other dog owners. There's no one likes it. And it's super selfish and gross. But also I do think there's like really practical solutions that we could do to like make our streets and parks and our beautiful beaches a little bit less like soiled with dog shit.
Oh, it's horrific and it's everywhere. And there's, well, you had an interesting story where you confronted someone. Like, my idea is to not be confrontational at all.
It's sure.
Sort of a passive-aggressive sort of, hi, yeah, you probably didn't notice, but if you need spare bags, I've got them here and I'll give you one. And sweetness and light and sort of that polite shaming. But this, you had a woman who was, she was on the phone, was she?
Yeah, so shaming works really well on Irish people, I think.
Yeah.
And also passive aggressive is lovely. I'm not telling anyone to go threaten anyone with a dog poo. Uh-huh. Who hasn't picked up after their dog. But I did run after a lady in the park who was on the phone and I said, just like to let you know, your dog went behind you and do you want a bag? And she kind of berated me and kind of said, I'm too busy, I'm on the phone, and walked off. So I went and picked up her dog's poo and made a big song and dance about putting it in the bin.
Yeah.
To try and sort of shame her. But like, there, I think that is really the very, very minority of dog use owners. Most people are good. Most people don't want kids to walk in it or someone in a wheelchair to roll over it. I think just we need a bit more education. We need better resources for people. There need to be more bins.
Sure.
The bins need to be emptied. Like, I just think like we need to like start taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Because it's vile.
Education is one thing, but it's like, you know, the dog needs to be fed, right? You're buying dog food for the dog. At the same time, you're buying what goes in. You need to buy something for what
Correct.
Goes out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, as I was saying to JP, if you're leaving the house with the lead and the dog, you need to be leaving with bags. It's just
the
way it is.
Stuff your pockets, put them in your car, put them everywhere. But to me, it's like a bit like having a kid and being like, oh yeah, but I'm not going to change nappies. So I don't like that bit.
Yeah, just
I mean,
leave it. Yeah.
Children notoriously, you know, need to have their nappies changed and don't sleep through the night. So like, if you're getting a dog, like tough luck. This is part and parcel of it.
Yeah.
And I just think there needs to be a bit more zero tolerance about, oh, he went in the long grass, or oh, it's over somewhere difficult for me to get to. Like, tough luck. Go pick it up, because otherwise it's someone else's problem and
really
disgusting.
Yeah, my kids could be running over there or hiding or and we all need to use
Sure.
this space. So what are
So you've got kids,
right? Yeah.
But think about your kid on the beach, right? So if you ever see people on the beach, their dog goes on the beach where kids are like making sandcastles and stuff.
Yeah.
And also like it's a massive health hazard for children. People just like cover it over with sand. Like, not good enough, dude. Pick it up.
Yeah,
Patrick's been in touch on 0874 100 102 on the subject of kind of off-road dog pooing.
Mm.
And he says, so get your opinion on this. He says, Ray and Co., what's the protocol for off-road? For example, a forest.
Dog goes into the ditch off the path. In my opinion, says Patrick, it's okay to leave once it's not in an area where people walk. I had a run-in with a, in quotations, Ray type of helpful person.
Here we go.
A bag in that situation. I get the sense that Patrick was offended and thought that once it was off the road and he couldn't see it, out of sight, out of mind.
Well,
not his problem.
I'd be 50-50 on that, Katie. My view is if my kids can get in there, then you got to pick it up. And if my,
sure.
Because young kids will run around and they can go into undergrowth. And, you know, no matter how long I leave them in there, they will eventually come back, sadly. But the thing is, if they can go in there and play, if they can ramble around. But if it's like, if it's completely inaccessible for kids to get in there, then I would sort of give a free pass. Your notion, though, in your article as well, you wrote, you would pick up, and like you did with that woman, you'd pick up other people's dog poo. I would never
do that. I'm so saintly, yeah. I'm just a very good person. No, but I do sometimes, because it really upsets me. And also people going to the trouble of bagging it and then leaving it on a rock at a beautiful place really upsets me. Will put that, you know, like, that is such a bizarre thing to do, picking up the poo, bagging it, and then leaving it there.
Yeah.
You know, not doing the final step.
No one has given us an explanation for that. This business of hanging it on a tree as well.
I think people maybe forget about it. They well-intentioned and they mean to bring it home with them, or they mean to bring it to the nearest bin, and then they forget, they get distracted or whatever, but it's still bad, isn't it? And like, it's a really ominous, gross sight to have bags of dog crap hanging from a tree. I really find that really grotesque.
There's one tree in our park that looks like a Christmas tree in dog poop. But the thing is, I wonder, is it the case that someone started it and then other people thought, oh, that's the dog poop bag? And then they thought it's supposed to be like that.
I don't want to say Adele is deluded, but Adele says she has a theory. She says, guys, it's the strays.
What?
She reckons all the dog poo on the streets is down to stray dogs. How many stray dogs?
You're out of your mind.
She's in dreamland. That's so lovely. That's such
Where do you live?
Are you in Thailand?
An apocalyptic wasteland. Just hordes of dogs rambling around with no one picking up after them. That's you're crazy. No, if you see dog poo, it's someone owns the dog that made that dog poo, and they just didn't bother picking it up.
Yeah. So, and do you know, I've seen one guy in our local park where obviously his bin is really shoveling the dog poo from his own garden and throwing it over the wall into the public park.
Well, I have to call that out as well.
There is that 1% of people who is just like, you know, just never going to do it. But I do in general think other people are decent. We just need to educate them a bit more. We need to give them better resources, more bins, more dog poo bags, and more shaming, more public shaming.
I'm still back on your man. I'd be throwing it in.
Imagine getting hit by a flying dog turd. Like, my day would be over. My life would be over.
Yeah, but that's the equivalent of it. When your kids come in and absolutely ruined, destroyed again. Or like I said, we've got one of those Ring doorbells, and one person on our estate kept letting their dog. You'll know this as a dog owner yourself, Katie, that the dog, once a dog starts going in a spot, it becomes their regular spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog's regular spot was right outside my front door.
How convenient for its owners.
I had a series.
They trained him to do that.
I had a series of videos I saved in my phone of the dog doing the business, until eventually I saw this person out walking the dog. And I was driving and I pulled over the car and I said, "Hi, is that your dog?" Obviously, they're walking the dog on the lead.
And they said, "No, we're just friends."
They said, "Yeah." I said, "Here, check this out. You keep letting your dog poop outside my door, and I have to keep having to pick it up, and my kids standing in it." And they're like, "Oh no, I it's near the hedge, so I thought it was all right." I was going,
"Oh, no, interesting.
No, that's not how it works. Your dog poops in public. You got to pick it up." So what can we do then? When you're talking about like passive aggression not working.
Well, like, you could have, if you were a rat, and I'm not saying you're a snitch, but you could have actually, that's video evidence. You could have got them a 150 quid fine, because it is illegal, whether it's your dog or the dog you're minding or your neighbor's dog. It is your responsibility to bag up their crap and bring it to the next available right place to dispose it. So I get that man saying in the ticket or whatever, no, but it is actually still your responsibility to pick it up. So in Ireland last year, 37 fines were issued over the year throughout the whole country. We're not fining people. That's not working. We've just got to be collectively a bit more vigilante about it. Like, you did a really nice thing for your neighbour, but, like, you know, he's got to cop on. It's disgusting. Like letting your dog shit on someone else's doorstep is really beyond the pale.
It's crazy. But when you're saying as a rat, this is an interesting notion now. With those videos, like, what would I do? Would I go to the... Like, I'm not going to the guards with videos of someone and their dog pooping.
The guards can't actually do anything. It's a dog warden that issues the fine. And I know you don't want to rat someone out, but, you know, I do think that there should be some deterrent. Yeah. I actually don't think fines are the answer. I think collectively... Irish people are good people. They don't want a kid to get sick because they haven't picked up to their dog. They don't want to ruin a visually impaired person's day. I just think we're really lazy and there's a lack of education and there is definitely a lack of bins and resources. And that's on the council too. But genuinely, it's on individual dog owners to be better and to maybe call people out a bit more. Like the serial offenders, like that lady in the park who goes out with no lead. She has no dog poop bags with her. She has no intention of picking it up because an idiot like me is going to do it for her.
We just need to call it out. And more bins. That is the other big one. Like, because so many people complain about, like, I'm walking for an hour before I can find another bin. But in that case, you do need to take it home. It's in a bag. You got to take it home. That's just the way it is.
And I think some brilliant entrepreneur can invent a great, like, contraption. You know, somebody emailed me already today from Waterwise in Cork saying that they're trying to invent, like, a little portable bin that will make it less, a little bit less gross to walk around with it once your dog has done it, if you're taking it for the duration of your walk. So, like, smart people, not me, you know, have ideas. I think we need a bit more of that too, a bit more innovation.
Yeah, creative thinking. Something that makes it really obvious that I'm picking up the dog poo, that it's like I'm the best boy in class. I'm like a flag or a badge or some sort
medal,
of
yes.
A medal,
yes.
Or an air horn might go off as I'm leaning over to pick up the dog poo and it just blasts just out of nowhere so we can hear it loud and clear.
Look, it should be all carrot, no stick for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, 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 bye. There you go. The dog poo vigilante.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.